Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum believes that he's hit upon the secret of Cedric's sudden and apparently unlimited wealth. After hearing Grandpappy Spears read the story of Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp, Lum became convinced that the lantern which Diogenes Smith left for Cedric to carry during his absence is another Aladdin's lamp. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store and library, waiting for Cedric. Listen.
Hey, Dog, there comes Cedric down the street already, Lum. He's sure getting over here fast, you know.
Yeah.
You didn't call him till about 5 minutes ago.
Well, I told him to hurry. Now, don't you say nothing to him about dodging his lantern.
Oh, no.
Leave that to me.
Sure, sure.
I'll study up some way to get Cedric to leave that with us for a while.
Yeah, well, now, are you sure that's where Cedric's getting all his money, Lum?
Of course I'm sure. Well, I'm almost sure. Dodge, and he's always carried that same lantern around. We know he was rich.
Yeah.
Now, since Cedric's got it, he's rich.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
And there ain't no other way Cedric could get that much money, except by magic.
No. Hey, Dog, it's still hard to believe, though. All he has to do is rub that lantern, and out comes hundreds of dollars.
I know it is, but it happened once a long time ago. Tells all about it in that book Grandpap was reading the other day. It's called Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp.
Wonderful lamp.
Yeah. Now, Granny, that's more than likely where Dodge and he's got that saying about wonderful world.
Why, sure it is.
Yeah, for all we know, that lantern of Dodge and he's might be the same one that Aladdin had.
Yes, sir.
Might have handed it down from generations to generations.
You mean Dodge and he's and that feller Aladdin's as relates?
I don't know, Abner, but it sure looked... Wait a minute. Here's Cedric now. Mind
out. Yeah, yeah.
Well, howdy, Cedric, old boy.
Come in, Cedric, old boy. Sit down. Make yourself
comfortable. Wonderful
world. Wonderful world.
So what you fellas want to see me about?
Oh, we just wanted to talk to you, Cedric. Sit down there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You see, Dodge and he sort of left me in charge of things while he's out of town, Cedric, and he told me to see that you was taking good care of his lantern for him.
Yeah, that's what he said, Cedric.
So I figured you'd better leave it here with me for today, and I'll check it over and polish it up and stuff.
Oh, I polish it every day, Mr. Lum. Take awful good care of it.
You do, huh? Well, it don't look like it's been polished today.
Well, I ain't got to it yet today, but generally that's the first thing I do whenever I get up in the morning. I polish the lantern and rub it good and hard till it's terrible shiny, and then I get me a big roll of money, and I'm all set for the day.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear that, Abner?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I do know.
Mom?
Oh, nothing, Cedric. Nothing.
Well, I reckon I'd better be running along. Got to spread the word into the corners that's dark and stuff. So long.
Yeah, well, here, wait a minute,
yeah,
Cedric.
Yeah, wait a minute, Cedric. Sit back down.
Yeah.
Why don't you leave the lantern here for a little bit, and I'll fill it up with coal oil for nothing.
Oh, much obliged, but it's filled up. Besides, I can buy all the coal oil I want. I'll see you later.
Well, wait a minute, Cedric. Don't go yet. I want to see you about something. Let's see now.
You sure that lantern ain't too heavy for you to carry all by yourself, Cedric?
Oh, no, Mom. It's awful light. I could carry 100 of them.
You could.
Cedric, that pinball machine you ordered out of the catalog might be here by now. Why don't you run over to the post office and see?
Yeah.
And you better leave the lantern here, because you'll need both hands to carry the machine if it's here.
Well, I already been over to the post office and asked about it. Ain't here.
Uh-oh.
It ain't, huh? Well, come to think of it, Cedric, they generally send them things by express. They might have delivered it to Luke Spears' restaurant, because that's the only place that uses them in this town.
Yes, sir. That's more likely just where it's at. Seems to me like I seen somebody deliver a big package down there this morning, Cedric.
Oh, boy, I'll bound you that's it.
Why, sure.
Let's call Mr. Luke up on the phone and ask him.
Huh?
No, we can't do that, Cedric. Phone may be out of order.
Yeah.
You better run down there and see.
Yes, Mom, I reckon I will. Boy, I'll hope it's here.
Yeah, well, here, wait, Cedric. Leave the lantern. You'll need both hands to carry that big machine.
Yes, Mom, but I don't think Mr. Dodge and these would like for me not to carry it, though. He told me to carry it all the time.
Well, we won't tell him, Cedric.
Honest, sure enough, won't you?
Why, of course not. Now, here, set it down. Now, run along. You better hurry now.
Wonderful world.
Wonderful world.
Grannies, I thought we never was going to get that lantern away from that boy.
Me neither.
Good thing I thought about that pinball machine.
Oh, yeah, he fell for that. Reckon why he wants to get himself a pinball machine.
I don't know. I think he wants to have one to practice on so he can learn how to beat that one down at Luke Spears' restaurant.
Yeah.
That's his one ambition, just to beat that pinball machine once.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, come on. Let's rub a lantern and see that magic stuff work.
Yeah. Granny's Abner, we got it.
Oh, my, yeah.
Look at that little thing sitting there. That little innocent lantern.
Yeah.
And to think it's got more power than you or me or Diogenes or anybody.
Why, sure.
And in about 2 minutes, it's going to make us rich. You know?
Well, here, hurry up. Let's try it. I still got to see this before I believe it, Mom.
No, you believe it, all right. Go ahead. I'll let you be first.
Well, good for me. You see, now, what I do now, just rub the lantern?
Well, wait. You got to ask it for something first.
Oh.
Better ask it for something big, because we ain't got much time.
Yeah. Let's see. How about an elephant?
An elephant?
Yeah. That's big.
Yeah, we don't want one of them things stomping around the store here.
Oh.
Besides, Cedric might get suspicious if he come back and seen an elephant in here. He'd know it was magic.
Oh, yeah, he might, yeah.
Ask it for money.
Money, huh?
We know it works on that.
Yeah, let's see, about $10.
$10? Oh, goodness. Make it $100,000.
$100,000?
Here, I better do it.
Yeah, try it out,
little
Mom.
Bitty idea.
I'm too nervous to fool with that anyway.
Yeah, then, Oh, wonderful lantern, give me $100,000.
Try it again, Lom. Rub it a little harder this time.
I rubbed it as hard as I could.
Now try it again.
Oh, wonderful lantern, give me $100,000.
Okay, let me try it once. Oh, lantern, give me $100,000, please.
Better go back to $10.
Damn, huh?
Yeah, maybe it can't put out that much money at one time.
Yeah. Lantern, give us $10. Just give me a dollar then. 50 cents. A nickel.
Granny, it's stingy.
Doggies, Lom, this thing ain't no good, I don't
believe. Well, now, wait. Maybe we ain't doing it right.
Huh?
More than likely some magic secret about it.
Secret.
I know it must work, because you heard what Cedric said about polishing the lantern every morning and getting a big roll of money.
Yeah, I heard him say that, all right, but it sure ain't working for us, Lom.
Well, he must know some secret. Maybe he says some secret words to the lantern or something.
Secret words?
I wonder if he realizes how lucky he is. Getting himself anything he wants.
Hey, Doggies, Lom, wait a minute. Maybe that secret password that Dodge and he's give you has something to do with it. You know that light the lantern, friend?
Hey, Grannies, that's right.
Maybe that's it.
Give me the lantern.
Yeah.
Oh, Wonder Lantern, listen to me. Light the lantern, friend. Now give me $100.
Well, that ain't it.
Wonderful world, lantern. Give me $50. Wonderful world.
That ain't it neither, Long.
Oh, my good and faithful harbinger of a lantern, give me $50.
I don't believe it'll work, Long.
Abacadabra. Hocus pocus gingerocus.
Try eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Oh, don't be silly, Abner. Them ain't magic words.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no use. We can't make it work. All we can hope to do now is to study up some way to get Cedric to tell us the magic secret.
Well, I don't know how we're going to do that.
I don't either, but we got to do it somehow. Might have to go into partnerships with him or something.
Why, sure.
Do you realize that Cedric can get to be the richest man in the whole world? He can buy anything he wants.
Sure.
Buy railroads, gold mines, oil wells. He could even buy New York City if he wanted it.
For the land's sake.
Folks will write books about him. They'll make moving pictures about him. He'll be the greatest feller that ever lived. Now, you watch what it takes.
Oh, my.
I'd give anything to know that secret.
Well, Lom, why don't we just take this lantern apart and look inside of it?
Oh, no, we can't do that, Abner. That'd be like killing the goose that laid the golden egg.
Well, if we're... Huh?
I say that'd be like killing the goose that laid the golden egg.
Well, it ain't got no goose inside of it, has it?
No. Forget about that. This is something much bigger than that.
Well, how could a goose lay an egg down in a lantern that way, Lom?
Just quit talking about that. This is supernatural stuff, this stuff here.
It is, huh?
And it's sort of dangerous to monkey around with unless you know what you're doing. No telling what might happen to it.
Oh, I ain't afeard of it. I dog it. I'm going to take this thing apart and... Oh, wait a minute. Better not. There comes Cedric.
Granny, set the lantern back on the counter.
Yeah.
Don't let him know what we've been trying to do.
No, I won't. You going to ask him about the secret words?
Of course not. We can't come right out and ask him. We got to wait and study up a plan for that first.
Find out. Here he comes.
Hell, wonderful world, Cedric.
Wonderful world.
Doggone it anyway.
What's the matter, Cedric?
Oh, my pinball machine weren't down there. Ain't came in yet.
Oh. Well, don't worry. It'll get here in time, Cedric.
Cedric, I want to ask you something. Something personal.
Mom,
are there anything secret about this lantern?
Secret?
Yeah, are there any secret works down inside of it or anything?
No, Mom, not that I know of. Just unscrew this little cap here and put the oil right down the bottom of it like you do on any other... Oh, my goodness. Now I've did it.
Huh?
Now I've did it, sure enough.
What's the matter, Cedric?
Oh, I'm ruined.
Huh?
I loaned the Macmillan boys a lantern to take on a camping trip with them, and I just discovered I loaned them the wrong one.
Wrong one?
Yes, Mom. They got the one Dodge and he's give me to carry.